Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Rice steals second. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouwer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pisanek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Lappin now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Goslin is chasing the ball. Collins rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Harris reaches second base with a double. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's Senators, 2, Browns, 2. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler pinch hits for Ilham Van Gilder. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Kolb now pitching. Pete Lappin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lappin strikes out. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 3 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Collins reaches second base with a double. Severide goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Senators. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.